Welcome back
to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A little sports dirt. The Seattle Kraken mascot had a close call. Apparently, members of the hockey team, the Seattle Kraken, were fly fishing in Alaska, and they were hoping to get some Instagram photos with Bowie, their sea troll mascot, who was also fly fishing with some of the players in full mascot.
In costume.
In costume. Yeah, I've seen the video. He's in costume. Well, I guess, I mean, the sea troll, he's that teal color. You know the colors of, I don't know if you know the colors of the Kraken, but it's like teal and a little blue and purple, and he just looks like some sort of troll out there. Well, a brown bear was very interested in that troll.
That's brown bear bad.
Bad.
Brown bear bad, but not brown bear worst.
Well, it's grizzly bear. I mean, it was charged by a grizzly bear. And the team did get a bit of that on video. Now, they were out in the middle of the river, and here comes the bear up to the side of the river, and especially was going after, you can imagine the hilarity that ensued when a sea troll, mascot for the Seattle Kraken, is chased down by a grizzly bear.
I'm watching the video now. They have some online, and I have to say, of all the ways to go,
I mean, really,
dressed in a mascot, that would be the worst.
As a grizzly bear attacks.
And you can tell that grizzly bear's like, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to eat it.
Did the mascot, whoever the person was inside the costume, break code and say, get me the blank out of here.
Or just shook his finger at
or
the
remain
bear.
Silent. Yeah.
Remain silent.
No, the best part is he's in like fishing waders because they're in the water.
They're in the water.
And he's trying to move quickly away from the bear, but it's a mascot.
Yeah.
In fishing waders.
I mean, know.
It's hilarious.
I mean, my first thought was, why in the world would you have him dressed in mascot gear? But they wanted photographs and videos, you know, to put up on their.
But imagine your
sizzle
last.
Reel. Sizzle reel. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Your last thoughts are. I'm dressed in this stupid mascot outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die via bear.
Yeah, that's right. How scared would you be? It's going to be hard to get away from that bear. And he's interested in you because you have a.
That's a big bear.
It's a big. And, you know, the headline was chased by brown bear. But then in the meat of the article, it says grizzly.
No, it's grizzly.
It says grizzly charges mascot.
Is there a difference between. Is there such a thing as a brown bear that's not a grizzly bear? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I just. What is the. It's like if it's a black bear, get loud.
Yeah, but it's a brown bear, get down. Yeah. But is there such a species as a brown bear, or are all brown bears grizzly bears? I don't know the answer to that. This is they caught it on video.
While we were fishing, we had a pretty close call with a couple bears. We got a bear.
Oh, I gotta break you off.
Shit.
Hey Sam, we got a bear. We gotta move down.
Oh my God.
I want to blame it on Bowie. They were pretty interested in his whole look, so we got out of it okay. But it was a close call.
I guess they just had to scoot on down the river.
Yeah,
hey, Bowie.
They seem pretty calm.
Yeah, he was calm.
Hey, Bowie, let's go, bud.
What? Going down the river, Bowie.
No need to worry, Bowie, but let's pick it up a little.
His giant head's turning left and right.
Where's that? What's going on?
Plus, I've been in those mascot uniforms. It's hard to see.
Yeah.
You know, you have the mouth in front of your face.
Well, you see, Bowie keeps turning around just trying to see.
Yeah, got no peripheral vision, obviously. Plus, you could fall running away from
Yes.
Wonder what the best thing to do in that. We used to get down, but you're in a river.
Yeah.
You're now in you know, 2 feet of water.
You're hoping, in this case, he attacks your head.
Yeah.
Because your head is inside.
Most protected.
Yeah.
Maybe that's right. And the bear.
So he could bite through, you know, he bites that. Maybe he'll bite that and realize you're not. It's cloth and not tasty, and he'll move on.
All that bloody mascot gear. If he were to have attacked. What a moment there for the Seattle Kraken. And they are going viral because of it, which I guess is what.
It's a great video.
The other thing I thought is, did somebody just release a brown bear, a grizzly bear, like next to him?
So it doesn't look like it.
It's a real thing.
Well, because they have, you see the bear kind of appear out of the woods, and somebody's like, huh. And then you see the bears are getting in the water, and they're like, okay, Bowie. Hey, Bowie, follow me. Let's not panic.
This should be our sizzle reel. We've got a sizzle reel. This has reared its head again. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Larry, up in the meeting, which takes place on Tuesdays, said, I can do a sizzle reel for your show. And I said, what in the world is that?
What?
And everybody else around the table were like high-fiving. Like, yeah.
Finally, that's what the show needs.
Sizzle reel. So now today, he's on record as saying, I'm bringing ideas for the sizzle reel today. We're going into that meeting.
Yeah.
And first thing up will be Larry's sizzle reel for this show.
I think it's almost impossible to make a sizzle reel for this show.
Yeah, some things just don't
it just doesn't sizzle. It doesn't really sizzle in here, you know. It's just
I'm worried that that's what he's going to realize is for our show.
Yeah.
He's going to look at you and be like, "I just can't make it sizzle.
There's just no sizzle."
I'm not much of a I'm not much good in the kitchen. I don't even know that this show simmers.
I don't.
What are other food related terms?
Can we do a
parboil?
Pan fry?
Flash fry? No. Flash fry? Not that.
No.
What are we?
I read something on, now this may not be true, but it said that Generation Z is embracing something called water-based cooking and how healthy it is. It's boiling.
It's all it is. My God.
Somebody said, Columbus Generation strikes again.
Yeah, what B.B. Shea calls them the Columbus Generation. They're discovering things that have already been discovered. And it's called water-based cooking. And you read the recipe, it's like, yeah, you boil the potatoes.
Boil the noodles.
Where do I get water? Exactly. Exactly. So, from the Seattle Kraken trying to break through an our sizzle reel to something that ABC tried 25 years ago today, Dennis Miller was hired as the color commentator on Monday Night Football for the upcoming season. He did his first preseason game 25 years ago.
Wow.
I can't remember the timing of it all. Was he had he left Saturday Night Live at that point?
I think he had.
But he was one of the most famous comics in America.
Yeah, and had that personality that you
acerbic.
Quirky acerbic personality. And they thought
smart.
Yeah. And they were, I guess Monday Night Football starting to lag in the ratings a bit. So they changed everything. They brought in Dennis Miller and Dan Fouts. So it was Al Michaels, Dennis Miller, and Dan Fouts. And Miller was just like supposed to be a fan of the game. Who
with
also
witty observations.
Very witty and you know, had those takes from left field. And it did not work. It only lasted two seasons. But I have heard Al Michaels say he thought it would because Miller was so much smarter about the game than he thought he would be and knew the game and could make good observations about it. And when they practiced it and everything, it went beautifully. But fans didn't take to it because he was just
it was so different.
Different, yeah. And they would even do things like when they put up the score of the game, the score box, instead of saying like Dolphins, Broncos, they would say like Fins and Ponies. You know, it would be totally different. They
you know what that sounds like? It's the Manning cast.
Yeah.
No, that's what that is.
Dennis Miller would be perfect to do something like that, where you just look in on it and you don't have to be part of the broadcast booth. This is Miller telling a story about Al Michaels. And he said, here's the moment when he knew he got too avant-garde. He got a little too out there for everybody who was watching.
Okay, so we're in the booth. Somebody gets their ankle hurt. They're wrapping it in gauze bandages. So I go, you know, Al, I haven't seen that much fabric used since the environmental artist Christo wrapped the Pont-Neuf Bridge in Paris.
Now, he would say stuff like that. Those were the kinds of things he would say. So he said that about the bridge in Paris, and Michaels hit a button where he could not be heard on the air.
Al hits his sneeze button, which cuts his voice out to the home viewer, and he looks at me and goes, what the blank are you talking about? Ohlmeyer is down in the truck, and he fancies himself an artificial auto. I actually hear Ohlmeyer say, no, Al, Christo, environmental artist, solid reference, 36 boys, let's go.
That's good.
So that was the director, Don Ohlmeyer, said, keep it rolling. That worked.